Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Gardaí in Cork are appealing for information about the assault that led to the death of a woman in the city centre. 36-year-old Vanessa O'Callaghan died yesterday after she was attacked outside the Savoy Cinema on Sunday night. Vanessa was homeless and was attending a soup kitchen at the time. Katrina Toomey runs Cork Penny Dinners and she was in regular contact with Vanessa O'Callaghan. She gave me her reaction to the news.
Well, it sent a wave of pain around the city, especially here in Penny Dinners, where we would see Vanessa every day. Our hearts are broken, our spirit is broken, and our sympathy and our hearts are with our family. Vanessa was, you know, she was a very innocent, vulnerable girl, and it's horrific to think of the way she died, and it's horrific to think that it was so quick, and, you know, to be assaulted and to die as a result. That it's really hurting everybody here, and all we want is, you know, to try and let our family know that she was loved by so many, not just us, the volunteers, but everybody around Cork knew her, and they all felt the same. So it's a big, big pain in the city at the minute.
You say she was very vulnerable. Tell us a little about her.
You know, she was very childlike. She was very innocent. And, you know, she'd just sit there and she would be happy out herself, you know, two cups of coffee to start with every morning with two sugar in each. And then she'd have her dinner and her soup she loved to eat, and she'd have her survival bag of sandwiches, etc. And then she'd get two more coffee. But she'd just sit there, say hello to everyone, wave to everyone that passed by in the car, you know, a big smile on her face. And she'd always ask, you know, she was great for asking people, how are you? You know, and how are you today? Like, how's your health? How's everything? Are you looking after yourself? You know, she used to always ask me that. And I'd say, I am. And she said, no, you're not. You're looking after others. How could you be looking after yourself? This was her way. Big smile. She had a very, very big smile. And, you know, she'd say things like, are you happy? I'd say, I am. And she'd say, well, if you're happy, I'm happy. And I'd say, are you happy? And she'd say, I am. And I said, well, we're all happy. And the volunteers, all the other volunteers, would interact with her like that. You know, she had something to say to everybody, but she was always beyond thankful, very grateful, and she let us know every day how grateful she was.
But she obviously, at the same time, had a very hard life. Did she have somewhere to stay, do you know, or did she tend to sleep on the streets?
She slept on the streets, yeah, you know. And that was difficult, you know. There's been times she's been in tents, she's been here, there and everywhere. And again, that was probably down to her issue. She has a loving family, you know, but she couldn't cope. And that's the sadness of it, really. She was somebody that would never raise her voice, would never argue with anyone, would never cause any argument to break out, you know, or anything at all, or get involved in anything. She would just do her own thing, and she was happy out in her own little world.
What sort of services are available in Cork for people in Vanessa's position?
There are very few services, really, if we're talking about addiction services. There's not enough. We need to have more addiction drop-in centres. We need to have more treatment centres, obviously, and we need kind of wraparound systems, wraparound supports put in place. We need the system of supports, and by that I mean that if somebody goes to a treatment centre and they come out after a month and then they're back on the street, that's obviously a recipe for disaster. So we need consistency, we need massive pre-care, we need massive treatment, and we need a massive aftercare, and we need all these systems in place. We need emergency accommodation where people can have a bed for the night, and whereby then they could, you know, access support services during the day that would help get them ready for the, you know, their own home, their home for life. And that's what's needed sometimes, putting people, vulnerable people, into places they can't survive in there because they don't know how to do it. So it's all a big, big, big area. But it now needs to be tackled, And everything in that area has to be tackled in order to have a successful outcome and a second and third and fourth chance for all these people that need it, because we're losing too many and we don't want that to happen anymore. We're all truly, truly, truly saddened by every death on the street or every death with addiction. But with Vanessa's one, it's hammered it all home to us. Even in your vulnerable state, you know how easy it is for your life just to disappear. If there was anything like topical going on, like, you know, she'd say, "Did you hear about this? Did you hear about that?" Like, you know, and she'd say, "Guess who's coming to town?" If there was, I remember when Sting was coming, like, she says to me, "Are you going to see Sting?" And I said, "I don't know, yes, you know." And she was saying, "Do go for yourself, have a good time." You know, that's the way she was.
It's only a few weeks since we spoke here on the programme about a woman who was found in Cork, basically using one of those cloth skips for shelter. Are there many women who sleep on the streets
there
in Cork?
There are many, many women on the streets in Cork. And the majority of women out there are very vulnerable. They're very exposed to danger on the street. And there is no protection for them, really. It's, you know, they're lucky if there's somebody else that's homeless, that's strong, that can protect them. And, you know, it shouldn't be like that. That's obviously, like, one question answered. What do we need? We need another hostel immediately, an emergency hostel. So that's not rocket science. That's practical. So we need that. The whole city, everyone knew her. Everyone. When she would sit waiting for us, and she'd sit on the steps. Now, our chefs were going at 6, but I'd come along about 8:30, and she'd be sitting on the 2 steps outside. And I'd come out, and then I'd always go over to talk to her for a few minutes, and she'd flag down the cars that were passing up, and she'd say, "That's Katrina from Penny Dinners. She minds me every day, you know, and she looks after me, and I'm well fed. You know, and I'd be lost without Katrina." But all the cars, like, all did all wave back to her. They'd put down their window and hear what she'd say. And, you know, then I'd walk away. And up until I'd get in the door, she's still shouting, "Katrina, I love you. I love all the volunteers. I love the whole lot of you. You're all so good," you know. And this was every morning to be greeted by this. And now we're looking at the step, and one of our volunteers was crying yesterday. One of our guys here, and he broke our hearts because, you know, he's strong. He's got that reputation, like, right? But he just broke down. He said she was an innocent, and that's what she was. She was innocent.
And that was Katrina Toomey of Cork Penny Dinners talking about Vanessa O'Callaghan, who has died.